Gemara daf in Masechtas Kitten daf Gimel begin Amud Beis again to his mouth to begin with the Gemara did not. They learned the Mishnah that the Gemara was saying how could the Talmud Mishnah be a mayor that because only Chasima he would require but Chasima doesn't require Lishma. They learned the Mishnah in case Mechuba Vechulu he cannot write until it's connected to the ground etc. Which ultimately we see that if you detached it and then you signed and you gave it to its kasher, you see that only the Chasima is what's requisite in the halachs of getting and not the Chasima. So this says this sugi also shortly with the Gemara the Muki Ravashi that Ravashi explains ultimately Masnini Kav Yehuda on the next Amid that obviously Asikudesh Lakish the Peg base which is later on the Chafavim base the Muki Masnini Kav Meir that he explains the Mishnah like Meir the Chas Mushaninu that when it says regarding the signing the Mashma Chasima Mamish which sounds like that literally the signing and that's all Meir requires. They actually explain the Mishlaker Balaza. But Chasma, when it says Chasima, Ayre Balaza doesn't require Chasima, only Ksiva and the Eidim Mesira. Oh, that's a Terev Koi. What do I mean? That's Kalem, in other words, Saimo. It means that it finished. Kmoi, like we find similar terminology, Terev Chasuman, the Seperg and Nizak, and later on of Samach Manal. The Terev was given in its finished form. It doesn't mean like a signing. Now, so it says, Lashmo, Rebiechen, and Nami Yishlechiach. So essentially, this proof is only according to like those who go like Rish Lakish, like the way our Gemara is at this point now, that Hal Jamei only requires Chasima and Naksiva. But according to Bishmur Bechanan, which you cannot prove from this Mishnah, so it says Namayesh Lechich, but okay, according to them, you could also prove Jamei like Breaksib Lishma that it does not require Ksiba Lishma. We didn't know that. From Kedemasi, Bishamach, like the more big shortly, Major Nachman. Because the Amma, he says, Amr Meir said, Afilam Matzabashba Vchulu, at the end of this Amid, says, even if you find it in the garbage dump and you sign it and you give it that it's going to be kosher, so obviously, from that halacha, you see, according to everyone, is a source that you only need the Chasima, not the Ksiba. And then says, we're going to say, how could you prove from over here that you don't need the writing Bilishma? Maybe initially you do need the writing to be Bilishma. You do need initially the writing to be detached. So how do you know that you don't need any Kasiva to require before the Nechta? Maybe you need to, just like the Halacha would bring in the source right here in our Gemara of Mechub Lekarka. Well, that's only B'diyevet. But like Ketchila, you do require the Ksiva B'talash. Yerushalmi says, what you can say is that Philly, like Ketchila by Ksiva B'lishma, even if you can say initially you do need the rain to be done L'shma, Loima took Masdin Kavase. We still would not be able to say the Mishnah is like Rebbe Kiva, like Rebbe Meir. Because given the Evid Kasha, since you tell me that after the fact is Kasha, Lohoi Masakta Lemifane Nechtab, they would not have instituted that according to him you have to say in front of me it was written. Because, but yeah, but anyways, it's Kasha. More of the non brace peg base, we're learning the Mishnah in the beginning of the second peg, later on after this moment of the Elam, before the next apostle. So if you didn't say before the next apostle, how could it be possible to be able to kosher? Obviously, that's what the Gemara is saying, it's not like Rimea. Now, but Tamil, it's one into the Re. What's the one? Because the Hacha Mashma here, it sounds like, Dolema took Mastin Kremea. It's like Gemara saying that Mishnah cannot be like Rimea. From the Rimea, Limba Yixi B'Lishma, because Rimea does not need the writing Lishma, only the Chasima. Now, Mishnah says, before the next tab and before the next tab. Now, but come on, later on the Haman base, Tanya behead you, we learn explicitly in the Brisa, maybe get Mendinsiam, some things you get from overseas. Nashtun Lobloim of Nechtem, if he gives it, and he does not say before Nechtem, Allah is Yitziv of Lad Mamze, if the divorcer and the child is Mamze, that's the Rimeh, that's the Pinder Rimeh. Now, so it says, Lerub and Nicha, going to Rub makes sense to buy before Nechtem, why is it required before Nechtem, Lelis Lechlufi, that should not be confused with Kim Stars, the Amo, but the Mevnach Mesamach, this is Mevnach Mesamach, the Rimeh, Matsabash, because they find in the garbage, and they give me Kasha, and he gives about Asma Nesma. That would be when Asma himself gives the Oli, but it's so, and it's so. Avashleh, give him the Ziyam, when you bring him the Ziyam, so she here, Ashleh, see if it's a get, that we need that the Shleh should see the writing of the get, Shechalim before Nechtem, that he could say before Nechtem, the Lelis Lechlufi, should not come to be confused. I'm letting Ram, because it's going to Ram, it's difficult. Leslie Tam Dichlup. He doesn't hold to the reasoning of confusion. Aflavia Maskana. The Rabbi Isla, the Rabbi Kedibrash, like we explained this on Amen Aleph, the Ramas Chaman. So, according to him, it says, it's a wonder to the Re that how do we understand if Remeir was saying that it's not required Ksiba Lishma? So, if that's the case, how do we understand the halacha that if it didn't say Bifani Nechtav, it's the child's going to be a mamzer according to Remeir? Well, why would that be? You don't require b'fanei nechtav at all. According to Rav, but we said you do because of aslach lufei. According to Rav, but not, why would that make it yitziv avlad mamz? You know, it says, at the beginning of the Gemara, the Gemara brings a, so the Gemara says, okay, maybe it's going to be Rav Elazar. So says the Gemara, no, because he only requires ksiva and not chasima. And if you're going to say that, oh, that's biblical or rabbinic requires, but what do we have the halacha of shleishah get psulim, That's a Mishnah, Daf Pei Vav, that we see the rule does not require chesim l'shma. Says Taisus, Ikid the Muki Beperek Basar, that was explained in the last parak later on, Daf Pei Vav Men Alv, Hachmas Neitin, that this Mishnah which we're quoting, Krib Meir, like a mayor. That is, Avakav Dizler Meir, though Meir holds, Kala Mashanim, and Meir Shetav Chacham Begin, whoever changes any part of the text that the sages require, Havlad Mamzer, Chalaz Mamzer. So wait a second, how could the Mishnah be like a mayor if we're saying that, oh, it's possible like a tchila, but the Eved, the child's going to be kosher, the child should be mamzer. I mean, Ben Tami says, no, doch, any time the bar kosher, here the reason why the child is kosher, the kacha, you have mafeh. That was how they instituted. Shlo yi pas lavad, b'hanak shlesh, that the child should not become invalidated with one of these three ways. And the reason for that is Mepharshim explained, is because these are generic things that are applied to all shtaras, not specifically to git. Now, but so says Avagav, the Remeir Sava, v'kasav, hain v'chasam, even though Remeir holds that when it says v'kasav, it means signing, mikam makam still kasha avla b'ksav yad v'nil avedim. What do you mean? How, don't you need to have edim? He holds b'chasav law means signing for her. So how could one of these three cases? How could it be like a mayor? The child's gonna be kasha if he wrote it with his own handwriting without witnesses. So it's tayzik that the kibin shabal asma kasav. Since husband himself wrote it, there's no greater signing of b'chasav law, which means b'chasav law, than the husband's writing. Now, regarding the case of when there's only one aid, according to the one that says over there in the last parak, that it means his own handwriting with one aid. So, Shabbat, that makes sense. Of course, that's going to be kosher. According to the one that says it means the scribe and the one witness. Well, that's difficult because you don't have two witnesses because you have to be concerned. Maybe the scribe only wrote it just to learn how to write. He put through in the garbage. Basa Isha and the woman came along. Only had one witness sign it, which is not believed. And there's no two witnesses. So how is that case not a mamzer according to Remeh, who requires b'chasavla, meaning b'chasavla, you have to have two witnesses signed, and you don't have the husband, which we're saying in l'chachasim gidal mezu. But you can say shaseifim chayshim l'mechsh. It's not true. The scribes are generally concerned for any stumbling block. In the Sarmakach, they're usually careful, and they don't throw a written document like get into the garbage. Me, however, in regulously zar l'gamer, but they're not accustomed to be totally careful. Should the chashuk see the sefer ke'erecha, they will consider the writing of the sefer as if it's one witness, because it could happen. And therefore, that's what we're saying. But the eved, it is going to be kosher. Next, there's also the beginning words of the Mishnah. One of the three cases was kasabik sabiyade. If he writes with his own handwriting, but in elabedim there's no witnesses. So as he explains, time of the apostle, the reason why it's invalid. We said, that's the case, so it should be kosher even l'katchila. So it says, no, because he can write the date as he pleases, and therefore, it's like the other case of no date, which that has its own concern, and therefore, the l'katchila is not kosher. Then it says, we're going to say, we understand, according to one who says in the second paragraph, what's the reason why they instituted a date in the get? So that he shouldn't cover over, if let's say he's married to his niece, and she was mezana, so he wants it to look like she was divorced already before, that she shouldn't get a chiv misa. So you have to have a date that we can know that, no, she was mezana when they were still married, because the divorce was only later. So yeah, we could understand why this is possible, because even with his own handwriting, well, maybe he did it at a different date, and he just wants to cover up for his wife. According to one that says that the reason why we have a date is because of the payers, which is that maybe he's going to write a date that's going to be the wrong time for when it was sold by him, and she'll collect it as if it was at a earlier date, and he had no rights to sell it. Kashluri, that's difficult to the read. What's the concern with his own handwriting? Meaning, if you're going to be concerned, that he's going to do it early day for the benefit of his ex-wife. Well, even though he's coming to divorce her, he's going to do some type of trick with her. That she'll collect from the ones who bought from him, when really, that he had sold to them the produce in the interim period, from the time which is written in the Gedalach until now, like we suspect the woman by the receipt of the ksuba, if that's the case, then we shouldn't rely on him to collect from the consumers, even from the date that's written in the document. So why does it make a difference in this case of the Ein Beis Man? Because you have to be concerned regarding the date that is written. Hashem says, what he says, no, Devada in the Neman. Now, the truth is, he's not believed. Look how Pasul, and therefore they actually invalidated. Because actually, sometimes you might cause a loss for the woman inappropriately. The husband's going to write the day that he's doing it. He's not going to do it earlier date. And then she should have collected from the date, from the consumers, from the date that is written. But she's not going to be able to collect. Why? We suspect that maybe he made it earlier. Look how soon they invalidated it. That's why you're right. That's why the woman cannot collect from the date which is written, because the get is possible. Because the dafka we get kosher gam yom ksivis. Specifically, only by kosher get could you collect from the date that it's written. Or by yishem, another project is the kashim katern, the acher kasiva, that right after the writing, miyav titfas apeh, she'll collect right away. Because, look, he wrote me this date. But tell me she can say she can find this gashim mitzvah kosher, but she already divorced from the date which is written, which is not really true. And then the husband's going to try to get it back from her, which he won't be able to. And therefore, that's why we say that even according to Mandam, Levandam, and Peiri, that there's this concern also over here that when he writes with his own handwriting, it's like Embezman, and Embezman, like we said, these two different Shatim, there's a concern even for the Mandam of Peiris. Next to Mandam begins the Gemara, Yesh Bezman, the Imbe Ela Erechem. And one of the cases is if there is a date, but there's only one witness. Taisa explains Lamandam Xav Yod of Hinin, according to the one which we referenced this earlier in the prior Taisus, that according to one that says that when it means his handwriting and one witness, so Tana Kosav Bixav Yoda Vein Labidim. So what do we need these two different cases? If you already said about his handwriting, now you're saying handwriting with one aid, well, why do you need both cases? So it's for either extreme. The case of Kosav Xav Yod of Vein Labid, when there's no witnesses at all, Lashmi that's coming to tell us that Allah Khabar Kasha, even so, but the Abbot the child's gonna be Kasha. The safer, the Imba Illa Erechad, when there's only eight echad, which is with his handwriting, even though you have his handwriting and one aid, but since it's not two aidim, she cannot initially get remarried with that get. Next, Tais Mazda begins with the words of the Mishnah that said, and the third case was, yes, Bezman, if there is a date, but again, there's only eight echad, like the previous Devi Maschel, that's also one of these three cases, which is nearer, it would seem, who had done the same thing as the Im Bezman, even if there's no date, and that the same halacha would apply. Hashemir is just going to tell us that even though there is a date, Lutinus Lakitchila. But regarding B'diavad, yeah, even if there's no Zman, as we said regarding Kasabik Sab Yadai, Beinul Avedim, which we said is like Ein B'Zman, that B'diavad, the child's going to be Kasha. Next is Mount the words of the Mishnah over there that says, Rabbalazim, it says, the fellow Einul Avedim, it says, no, even if there's no witnesses, you just gave it in front of witnesses, Kasher, and it's valid. Which that's the proof that we see that it doesn't require, even rabbinically, the halacha of chasima, which says of him, we're going to say, what do you mean? Maybe only because he wrote with his handwriting or with one witness. That's what Tanakam is talking about. That's what Machshav Balaza. But maybe if you don't have any of them, maybe you're right. He would hold that you do have to have the chasima. So what's the raya? What you can say is the halacha, because the wording afila eno labedim, that even if there's no witnesses, mashma, it sounds like the eno labedim cloth. There's no witness at all. But more, because the Tani, it says that. His final words are, oh, because the witnesses don't sign the get, I'm going to take an oilam. That's what it sounds like. That's only taking an oilam. Because with just aid mystery, it is sufficient. You don't need the chasima. Now, Manila read, it appears to the Rehi, that even initially, Rabbi Loza validates with just witnesses that it was handed over in front of them. Because it appears, because like Rashi explains, they totally come on very based on the fact. We learn Mishle on the Chov Alf on a base inklis and all the Yamachik. You cannot write on an erased paper, but Chomashim they say it is valid. Amen. The Gemara says Machom. Who is the Chom? It's Rabbi Lazar. Don't make Mizikat. He says yes. We don't care about the signatures because it could be forged because it's erased and you can't tell what was erased and pre-erased and whatever. Oh, because it depends who you give it over in front of, and they see when it's given over. Okay, the Pesach Bruna Rashi explains that a mashmet sounds like machshirin. It sounds like that. It's going to be valid. Emma Kleisman, you can write it, and some even say the gears of a dice, you can give it. So we see it's not a problem at all. Father, now by Shlech, now this, it says in the Mishnah later on, the Flamandalan base, his kind of Mulil, Rimulin, Sturgi, Aid, Mukhazma, get that witness just assigned on the get, says, Taisa, let's just start to ask you. Not that you have to do this, like it's like a rabbinic requirement. El Tikin, he just entered Shi, Allah, with Lahem, last again, you should teach them to do this. Shlech, start to Aid Messiah, simply that they don't have to come out to Aid Messiah, because she hears Laharas, Laraya, Hashtar, by get, that when you want to prove the document and the get. But if they want to initially rely on the Eid Mesirah, then yes, you could initially rely on the Eid Mesirah. Next day's Master of the Mishnah quoted that says, and it says, all kosher, and given the Chas Mishabad, you can collect from collateral. You collect from encumbered properties. So Rashi has two pshatim about what does Nechaz Mashabon have to do with a get. So the first pshat says that's the ksuba that she collects with this get, that she collects from Nechaz Mashabon. Second, Lashon Sheni Perish B'Kohen Druz, a second interpretation Rashi explains that Imshtar Milbahu, if we're not talking about a get, but a loan document, they're also given Nechaz Mashabon. In any one of these three cases, if you had Eid Masir, you could collect from the Chasim Shabbat. And Mechen Yil Rabbein Tam Iker, this second interpretation seems primary to Rabbein Tam. Now, Philip Bashar stars that even other documents gave a Eid Masir from the Chasim Shabbat, you could collect with Eid Masir from the Chasim Shabbat and the Masha Beg Vassal. It sounds like the last paragraph of Pei Vav and Beis, the Marab, the Rab says, Allah, let's begin, Allah, let's begin. So the Gemara says, Bashar stars law, and other documents not. But his words are given the Chasim Shabbat, you can collect from the Chasim Shabbat. So it says, Amos, you see from the Gemara, you have a law, I mean, Amishash Taras. But the Gemara understands that he's talking about other documents too. So it says, of course, it's difficult because the Amos Beget Pasha, the Gemara Babasta of Kofa and Vav Merav brings that Huxik Sav Yod Bebezin. Let's say we have established someone's handwriting in court. Ma, what's Allah? Another Pirish says, explain. Ma, Shigva Mishabdi, what's Allah? You collect from Mishabad. Ma'isimach, they get in the Ketanya, and it brings from the Mishnah Mesech, getting it says, that we get Mechaz Mishabad. You collect Mechaz Mishabad. Shani, the Gemara answers, Shani Hos, no, they're different because they're Kiksuba. There's a Kiksuba. So it says, Mashmah, the Dafu get there, that's specific by get, the Lebeshash, that's not by other documents. So that seems to contradict what we're saying. But Rashbam Gurus Hosim, now the Rashbam actually is Gurus over there, that Shani Hosim, there's different, Mishas Ksiva Shiba Navshe, because from the time of the writing, he makes himself indebted. Here's another one. Kishadikta Bashtar, when the document is written, Nichtav Kedei Lamois Befneim was written so that it should be given over from the Edom. She aid the Messiah, welcome aid the Chasima, that the witnesses of the Messiah should be in place of the witnesses of the Chasima. Baba Koil, and therefore the word gets out, Ki'ilu aid the Chasima, as if witnesses sign. And therefore, again, that's the whole idea of claiming the Chasima Shabbatim, because people know about it. Amal El, Liboilon, but previously we had asked, Chok Siksav Yod Bevezim, regarding when his handwriting is established in the court, must have been Ben Asma, you just keep it over to between him and him. When it's coming like done, his intent is only to admit, but it shouldn't be a document that the word should get out. Oh, yeah, it's not going to be effective, even though it was established in the court. So it doesn't contradict. But Rabbi Nachman Pirsch actually explains that he began to push the Gemara with there and Baba Basra. Paliga, he the Magash, actually disagrees with our mission that we're quoting from Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. And the Pasuk of Rabbi Nachman, he rules. Shesh Lismacha, he the get push that you rely on the Gemara actually over there and Baba Basra. And we'll let me be made Messiah. And Nechar, yeah, right. When it comes to other shtaras, you could only collect from available properties when there's Eid Masir and not Machas Mashbab. I bought the Brach Stamad Dashas Bevergan Dizda. The Gemara unspecifically asks later on the Yudav Amalaf Gabi Shtar Prasa by the Persian document the Maschi Ba'apisadi Yisod that was given over in front of Jewish witnesses. Yahachav Dazikais, Mimishabdi Namin Ligvi, that you should collect those from Mashabadim. What do you mean? I thought you don't collect Mashabadim when there's only Eid Masir. So it says Tais Lekoshal Psaka Ben Chanan. That anonymous Gemara is not difficult according to the way Ben Chanan Paskins based on the Gemara in Babastra. Because that's the matter, that's Tumah B'chassim Allah Sa'adi, Oibdi Kachavim had Yoytis Kedvish B'chunas. Like Rashi explains, that in the document itself was also signed regular, common non-Jews in the document. Mishim Hochi Sakadar Tegab Mishabadi. That's what the Gemara thought to take like from Mishabadi. Mekibin the Masi Ba'ab Sa'adi Yisod. Because with that, it was also given over in front of the Jewish witnesses. So Chashiv Ha'anach had Yoytis Karakoy. So those regular people that are signed are like courts. So therefore, that's why we would have thought that you're right. Generally, you don't collect Mishabadim, it's only Eid Masir. Also, in the words of Rashi later on, it's also obvious Mishabdi, that you don't collect Mishabadim, only with Eid Hasima, and the way of Ben Chanan Paskins. Next, it's not the beginning of the and maybe you say the Mishnah is Reb Meir. Mechile Boy, Reb Meir, Kasiba Lishma, when does Reb Meir not require the writing to be done? Lishma is Midrash, it's biblical. I'm the Rabban Boy, but rabbinically, we require that we have to say before Nechdim. And more of as Tosafot explains, a pasuk with the Eved. Obviously, then he would hold that it would be possible even after the fact, because the Binyan Achol and Metukmas didn't come to say, because then there's no other way you could explain the Mishnah like him. If you're asking the Eilik, where they already explained this, and they're Masal Datnan, where because if it's Kashmir the Eved, then you wouldn't say that you're required before the Nechta. But then it's time to begin to say, Mishnah, and Mechubu, why is it different in the halacha of when it was attached? Damalel, the Gemara previously mentioned, the Inkos Mechidala initially cannot write on something that's attached. I mean, yeah, because we have the Magazine Kosh, even regarding Rabbinic law, because of the Raisa, if it's biblical, and Chilgwin, and Lechatel, there's no difference between initially and the Eved, it's only regarding the Rabbinic law. And if that's the case, so why don't we say here also by Lishma, also the Ksiva should be with the Eved Kosh, and then again, then you wouldn't require upon Inechtim. The Shema says, what you can say is because the Hashtam Mukahim has seen the Mechubu, because actually now we explain the Mishnah of Mechubu, Kribal Lazar. And actually, although it says v'chasma, hagavir ablazer, ablazer doesn't require the chasima, and the main thing is ksiva, because that's going to have tarif koi. It means the end, which is the tarif, as we already explained this idea, and as Zigmar brings a chaval on the days, that chasima can mean the end, like a tarif, and therefore again, you're right, according to Meir, we can't bring a raya from the Mishnah of Ein Kesma Chubla Karka that says B'diavad it's going to be kosher. Could I say that it's not like Rameya? At this point, the Gemara would understand it's going like a Belazar.